The following podcast contains spoilers.
Hey, it's Joe Bunzarelli.
If you've been listening, you know me and Bob got a history with Batman, NDC, and Man of Steel, so you know we had to talk about The Flash, so...
This is The Bunzarelli Show.
So I went to go see it as soon as... Really not that soon, because I didn't realize it was out until I don't know when it came up in conversation. I was like,
it's been out for a week.
Yeah. Okay, it's been out for a week. So I wanted to rush to see it before I seen spoilers because I was starting to see Cavill's name a lot. And I didn't want to know if he was in it or not. But I kept seeing his name pop up. And I'm like, damn, he's in it. And it just ruined it for me. And now whether he's in it or not, it already ruined it for me because now it, but, and that's just me. It's like, you know, they can't just stop talking about movies because I haven't seen it yet. So it's, you know, it's just life. But I didn't want to know. So I rushed to see it. I even forgot it was Flash. So the movie starts up. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's a Flash movie. It's not a Batman movie. I kept saying Batman all week. And I just, you know, just spaced because I'm thinking I've got it in my head or whatever.
Yeah. But
then the first thing with Flash, that first scene when he's doing the zipping around, I'm like, okay, this is going to be cool. I hope Joe's still up. We can do a show. When this is over, that's the first thing I thought. And that was even, in spite of, cause, that guy, I'm not a fan of because I don't know what, if it's true or not, the things he's in the papers a lot.
His troubled past.
Troubled things. I'm not going to comment on them cause I don't know the story, but the few things I've seen were pretty awful. So it's like, so I'm not a huge fan of his. So it's like, I was a little back and forth on it, but that first scene where it started going was pretty cool. But I tell you, it had me there. And then really quick, like within the first 20 minutes, I went from this movie is great to like, this is kind of garbage, right? The first 20 minutes. I can't remember what turned me. Maybe you do. There's something
maybe
pretty
the baby
cheesy.
Thing was a little stupid.
It was CGI on him. That's what it was. There was the CGI on him I didn't care for. And it felt, you know, I kept feeling like I was out watching a movie. I wasn't getting lost in a story in the beginning. You know, it wasn't getting sucked in. It was just like, I'm just watching, like, oh, you know what it was? It was Batman. That's right. So Batman looked badass when he came in.
Yeah, Ben Affleck's Batman, his opening.
Ben Affleck, he looked crazy, but like crazy, like weird, like fake. And I was like, I couldn't tell what was going on. Like, maybe he's just like completely CGI'd, but it was like cool and weird at the same time, but it was very cool. So he looked like his suit was like part of him. Like he looked like a monster. You know what I mean? Like rather than a guy in a suit where he's all like, he just, I don't know what it was. He just had the most badass. It looked like a video game character.
Like an Arkham Asylum kind of deal.
He looked very CGI'd and it seemed like, but that's where it was losing me and getting me back. And the DC ones do that more than Marvel. It's where it goes from conversation to, all right, we're in a video game now. And then they're in a video game. You know what I mean? And like, Screen CGI type deal.
The baby thing was kind of corny, like that baby rescue. I thought he was going to do something like where he was going to run up and run down, but I think they were trying to do some kind of like, we got to have our Quicksilver moment, but it was just like too silly. Like
it was
like
definitely reminiscent of it was definitely like, all right, here's our Quicksilver thing. Like you can't not if without the Quicksilver thing, that scene never happens. Quicksilver inspired that for sure. But it was the Quicksilver one was like they did the song and it was the length of the song or the chunk of the song. And like you were there. But this one, it's like, all right, we're still going, you know?
Yeah.
it was funny at parts. But it was another one where it's like, it's a little ridiculous.
Well, he does the time travel stuff. We could delve back into Flash's story, which were some interesting parts to it, but Michael Keaton's Batman, what'd you think of that? Because obviously
I was telling my son,
you know, me and Uncle Bob were 10 when this happened. We were your age and this was our Batman. Because I started explaining to him, like, you remember the Spider-Man thing? This is that thing. But I thought he was great, and by great, besides making him cool, and maybe it's like an afterthought, but I noticed like when the three Spider-Men showed up and it was like, okay, hey, I'm Tobey Maguire. Hey, I'm Andrew Garfield. It was like cool, but even though they referenced their movies, they were just kind of like, I don't know. This felt like it was, and maybe because I'm so far removed from Michael Keaton's Batman, like I can't remember the movie that well, but he just seemed like it was him. It seemed like he was that character.
Even really? Though he wasn't. I thought you were going the other way with that. Like no, you're saying, like he really seemed true to his original, to the original Tim Burton movies.
Yeah.
Michael Keaton, you're saying he did?
Yeah, I thought he did, but yeah. I don't remember the originals that well. And maybe it's just
because I don't remember them.
Michael Keaton. And it's just like, yeah. Oh yeah, he's doing a good Michael Keaton, because obviously he is, or something like that. But
that, I bet that's what it is, because I'm a huge Michael Keaton fan, and uh-huh. I felt like that was an awesome Michael Keaton performance, but I didn't feel any flashes of the original Batman movies. But I'm mm-hmm. in the same boat to where I don't really remember them very well. I would have cheesed it up. You know, I'm already complaining about cheesiness, but it would have cheesed it up even more. But he could have had a Tim Burton feel to his house. You know what I mean? Like, it could have been cool. Like, you walk into the mansion and, like, you know, Tim Burton's movies have a look to them, you know?
Yeah, which is probably why it felt different, because it wasn't a Tim Burton, like, you know, specific yeah. kind of thing.
And it would have been sort of cheesy. It's maybe it's the better call. But I thought that when it got to the gate, I'm like, oh, you know what? This is going to be that one. And I like how, because since we all knew he was going to be there because mm-hmm. he was in the trailers and everything, it was cool that he came out like ravenous and with a beard and everything, because I didn't know who he was. Yeah. I wasn't sure, because I knew he was going to be in it. So I'm like, it could be anybody, you know, and I'm waiting for Cavill, and it's killing me. I got to get to it. How do you not have Cavill do a guest spot in this? How do you not have him do a cam to pull in out George Clooney at the end? How can you not, like, if you could bring in Clooney, how can you not bring in Cavill? Like, okay, he's not signed on for more movies. Neither is Clooney, you know?
Neither was Affleck.
You can't have the guy walk by.
I didn't understand any of that. Like, what did, it's like he did something wrong. Like, what did he do that you guys just don't, like, in every movie, and he'll show up, like Black Adam, he showed up in a suit, like, and even if...
Oh, well, hold on. He is Flash's Superman, though. So couldn't see him in another world, cameo style. It would have been in the beginning, you would have to have seen him somewhere.
Which you could have easily done, because we said, why not Superman? And Alfred goes, he's otherwise preoccupied. They did like a CGI back of Superman. Why not just do a 2-second Henry Cavill, the same way you did Wonder Woman? Like, why? Like, or I don't know.
I kind of feel it. I kind of see it. Like, I was thinking you could have him in because you're going into alternate timelines. He could be in one of them. Oh. But since none of the actors were in any of the alternate timelines, if he's not in current timeline, I see it. I see it now.
But I have a theory about, because it just jumped back in my head, but you were saying about Ezra Miller's like controversies and stuff. Because James Gunn would speak on it and stuff, and he'd say things like, well, you know, he's working on it, this and that. I think the real thing is, like, James Gunn said, oh yeah, he might still be in, but I think what they're really doing is, what James Gunn wants to do is, let's save whatever money we could save out of this Flash and not make it the bomb, which, by the way, I don't think it's performing that well. But he didn't want to say, well, this doesn't count, because then why would somebody want to go see the movie? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, you can't call it. Yeah.
Yeah. Because why would you get rid of Cavill?
It's a throwaway story.
Yeah. But like, but he even would say, like, this resets the timeline and sets up what we're doing. And, like, it doesn't really. I think James Gunn was just more like, please go see The Flash. Like, that's all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No, like, this, I'm in charge this now.
This was a standalone movie. Yeah. And this was a complete rip. They're so ripping off Marvel movies. So, like, it's really annoying. Like, it's like they stole the whole, the Spider-Verse thing. The multiverse for sure, and it's like Avengers they did, but this really felt multiverse. And the cheesiest thing that reminded me of now I remember in the Marvel movies when they explain time travel, like, everyone should just know this, when they're just like, oh, you think that it does this? That's stupid. Why would you think that? And it's like, what? I know they're smart, but this is still theoretical stuff we're talking about. And they're just like, you know, like, they're making fun of the guy. DC took it to, like, a step further. Like, Bruce Wayne's just like, no, this is what happens. Yeah, that's exactly what happens.
Spaghetti. And it's also Bruce Wayne. He's not amazed by any of it.
Yeah, it's Bruce Wayne.
Like, oh, yeah. Like, he doesn't have any superheroes in his world. He's the biggest superhero. Yeah. He's a normal guy.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, yeah, he hasn't met Superman yet. Yeah, he's just a rich guy with a bunch of crazy rich guy, and he's retired. This is the other thing that got me, and I hate to like nag on these kind of things.
No, dude,
like,
that's what the show
is. If people could fly, it's like, okay, we got to believe some things. Now, okay. Batman, it's like he goes through. If you read like the lore comics and stuff, like they back up his skills a lot. Like it's like, oh no, he does. He works out 10 hours a day. Yes. And like I remember one thing they listed like his workout and it was insane and like sleep deprivation things he does. Like they really like try to defend the fact that he's such a tough guy. But now in this one, he's retired for, I don't know, 10 years, 20 years, whatever it is. And he just comes out and just starts throwing ninja kicks. It's like, it's really that's how you're retired. Like he hasn't shaved in a year. You know what I mean? I mean, he could be still doing all the workouts and stuff. But I thought that was kind of funny. Like he's like what's it, like roundhouse kicking aliens. Like retired guy.
And good thing he was eating spaghetti or he couldn't explain anything.
Made cheeseburgers would have been all nothing.
Two burgers just
smashed. It's like the two times smushing together.
I wanted to go back and defend one thing, that there's an actual Flashpoint storyline, so it has been done. It's done something different. It was an alternate timeline. It's actually pretty cool where Bruce Wayne got killed and his father survived and Thomas Wayne becomes like this badass Batman. But there was this Flash this multiverse stuff has been done in DC in the comics.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I know that. Yeah. Cause I've seen plenty of, different Batman. We've had comics. Yeah. Okay. When Batman died, there was like 10 replacement Batmans at like the next day.
Yeah. And I think the other funny thing is, this thing's been in development for like 10 years or something. Like this thing just had a long time was because of all the craziness with, first of all, the stuff with the Snyderverse, you know, coming together, falling apart. And it was like COVID and then Ezra Miller's stuff. So this thing's just been like, you know, the fact that it came out and got done.
No, I did enjoy it. Now I'm ragging on it a lot because that's what we're doing, but it did win me over. It lost me in the beginning. It lost me at some things. The Flash was real cool when he was running. That was hilarious when he was trying to do the run and he couldn't, and he was just running around the room. Like, that was hilarious.
Yeah.
But I love the, when he met the other kid, Ezra did real good to where even for a second, I think I said to myself, I'm like, I don't know about this Ezra guy, but I tell you, he's good. That one's good. And I'm like, wait, it's the same guy. Like, what's wrong with me? You know what I mean? Like, it was because the way he plays the older one sometimes is just a little overly cheesy to where I kind of loses me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But as the kid, he was real funny. And I like the thing with the whole storyline with him and the Supergirl, too. That was really cool.
Oh, the Supergirl stuff. I wanted to get to you about that because that's all of a sudden you got Zod back.
That was great.
You're dipping in the Man of Steel territory.
Yeah.
But she was great. I know the story so well. It's like, you know, she's on the roof and I'm like, ooh. I was sitting next to my son and I'm like, ooh, because I can see the sun touching her hand. I'm like, oh, that's
Oh, yeah. I was getting chills. I was getting chills when that happened. Yeah. I was like, ooh, she's coming.
Oh, and Bruce Wayne does that thing with Zod. The fist. He makes the fist, and then she's behind, and and they made it seem in the trailers like they were working together, and they time it that way. But it was just really neat. Like she was good. And they went with the storyline. She was sent to protect Kal-El, and then it was that twist that Kal-El died.
Yeah,
that didn't survive. But a lot of her stuff was really good. When she was lifting Flash up to get struck by lightning.
Oh yeah, that was good. Yeah. Like, you know, the twist was I thought it was going in the direction of, oh, wait, Supergirl's bad. That's where it looked like it was going for a little bit, or at least for me. Like when she got out of there and she's like, oh, you know, I'm not a human. I'm a whatever. I'm from the other
Kryptonian.
I'm Kryptonian because they treat her like crap. I'm like, oh, crap. They beat her into bad person. Like, she's going to go team up with Zod. I thought when she was going to Zod, I thought they were going to like make out and then they're going to kill everybody or something.
Yeah.
So I thought it was going that way. So it was cool. And it made it even cooler for me. And it's funny because I might have been the only guy that just read it wrong. So it made it cooler when she came back and she helped Flash and brought him up. I was like, wow, yeah. Even though she's about to kill everybody, she's going to help this one guy and then kill everybody. But she was really just full on their side.
Yeah, I think her experience was, because her first experience was humans, was getting captured by the Russians. But then all of a sudden, when she actually saw what Zod was doing, and she's like, wait, this is what we do. We don't conquer planets. And that was her like turnaround.
Yeah.
She just wanted to get the heck out of there. She wasn't going to help them. But then she saw, oh, look what Zod's doing.
She's not an idiot. She knows that, all right, as long as all of them aren't bad, if one of them's good, then there must be, you know, most of them are good. It's not just like everybody's bad except this one guy.
The movie really does. It weaves between like awesome moments and cheesiness. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like the stuff with Flash's mom was awesome. Like that I liked. The putting the can, when he had to go like take the can back out and basically kill his mom. Like that was like,
you know, that was done very well.
Yeah.
They did that very well. That I like that. And, I'm in the same boat to where it's the action sequences. It really feels like the way they, and Marvel doesn't seem to do that as much, but it seems like they do have some heart and stuff when they're all together and they're talking in between. They have this here. And then they start walking out and they do the walk and they go like this. And it looks to me like now we're in a video game and now it's just full on cheese. And they've had all different people directing them. I don't know why Marvel doesn't do that as much as DC does. Maybe it's the powers by comparison or something.
Mm-hmm.
But they lose me a little bit when that happens.
Yeah. They had that ending scene and they show like, you know, Christopher Reeve and stuff. But it just seemed like they were just like kind of patting themselves in the back. It didn't seem like something was happening. It seemed like a Disney World ride. Like, oh, the greatest stuff. Here's why DC is so great. Look at all the stuff we made. It was more like,
yeah.
Did you understand the Kevin Smith reference with the Nicolas Cage?
Oh, the Nicolas Cage. I didn't recognize Kevin Smith, but Nicolas Cage reference. I know about that whole movie and everything. But okay, Kevin Smith wasn't there.
I'll tell you a really quick story. So Kevin Smith was attached to a little bit for the Nicolas Cage movie. And so was Tim Burton. A lot of stuff happened and it failed. But one of the things about the movie was that, so Kevin Smith he tells a story and like, I saw a stand-up thing, but he tells a story of like, he was talking to this producer and the producer's son did a science project on like a spider.
Oh, the spider. Yeah. I caught that.
Oh, okay. The robot spider.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry. You don't finish the story because not everyone's heard it.
Okay. Yeah. So he's telling Kevin Smith, oh, spiders. We're going to have Superman fight a giant spider. And Kevin Smith was just like not feeling it. So later that producer ended up doing Men in Black, not Men in Black, Wild Wild West.
Wild Wild West.
Giant robot. And he goes, look, he got his giant robot spider. So they made that whole thing. It was almost based off the stand-up comedy because Kevin Smith's been telling that story for 30 years. It's like, oh, look, I got referenced.
And I was wondering, I'm waiting for someone next to me because everyone's talking in this movie. And I'm like, let's see if someone else catches it. Because as soon as I seen the spider, I knew that was going to be Nick Cage because I knew that whole joke, that whole story. I was like, I seen the spider. I'm like, oh, that's going to be, And it was that and the long hair. And he turns around, the guy next to him goes, that Nick Cage. And I almost wanted to be like, well, sir, funny story. Just tell him the whole thing.
It was all neat and cool, but it really didn't do anything for it. It just kind of
added nothing to the plot. It was just a pat on the back. It was just their version of Spider-Verse. You know what I mean? I think that's what it was.
But it was like a good warning to like Avengers because Avengers is planning on doing this like Kang multiverse kind of thing. And it's like, you can do cool, but you could do a little silly too if you're trying to, you know.
Yeah. The time travel stuff. And it's funny because I love time travel movies a lot. And I love shows. Me and the kid, and anytime I see it, we're trying to pick animes. And anytime I see a time travel one, I say, do that one because time travel things are awesome. But when they're done in movies, like live action movies, it's a little ridiculous sometimes. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, okay, there's the freak occurrence thing. We're like, oh, wow, this happened. And now we could do this. What? But then when that's what lost me too, is Flash just runs into an auditorium and he just gets to pick, like there was, you know what I mean? It was such an, like, he just was a master at it. Like, he was able to get it down to the second as soon as he figured out he could do it. You know what I mean? Yeah. It was like, okay, you could time, it was one thing if you time travel, like you accidentally appear 20 years ago because you blew through a hole into, you got knocked through the time thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. But that you just went in there and said, oh, I could just go back. Oh, Hulk, I'm going to go over there to when I was at Publix. Yeah, the grocery
that
he was store.
Able to pinpoint it exactly and everything. Yeah,
that was cool. And it's not just knocking that, but it's the whole, this whole multiverse thing in itself is, it starts to get the feeling of a dream episode, you know, when like we're watching a show and it's like, okay, this is a dream. It's like, well, then what's the difference?
And that's when you start doing this here.
Yeah. So when you start doing these time things, it's like, okay, so now we know that no matter what happens in the last 5 minutes of the movie, Iron Man could just say, oh, wait, you know what? I do have another time stick. Let me just go back. And 15 yeah. more minutes and just put a knife in this guy and then the whole thing's over. So it loses yeah. all its whatever. But that's not knocking this movie. I'm just saying no. this whole thing where both DC and Marvel are putting all their cards into these time verse things is it's yeah. going to start losing meaning, because Iron Man dying was a huge thing because Iron Man died. But now if we go yeah. see him over there, then it loses everything. You know what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, it loses the consequence of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed. Yeah, who even knows what's going to happen with that Marvel now? Because even the same thing is going with the guy that plays Kang, Jonathan Majors. He had his controversies and stuff.
Yeah.
And unlike The Flash, I don't think Marvel, besides Loki, they're like filming anything with that and everything. They might steer. You know, they actually decided to make Kang the big villain because of his performance in Loki, which I get, you know what yeah, I mean?
Awesome, but it's, Loki.
He's like, oh, yeah. we got it. This is our new Thanos kind of thing. But the other thing is, I think it's still early in the Kang thing, in his case or whatever, that they don't really know like if there's a case or not. So I don't know. Maybe yeah. maybe they're on a wait and see kind of thing, because they haven't made any announcements or anything. I kind of broke the rules because it was summer, not on a normal schedule. So I went ahead and listened to Kevin Smith's podcast. So what I could, yeah. But he goes, somebody he knew saw the screening. And when the original Batman foot came out, they just cut to that where Bruce Wayne's foot hits the ground before you see it's George Clooney. And he goes, but it was a premiere. And he goes, well, either, which was cool. And it did make you know, cool.
Yeah.
But then he said, I wonder if it's because Christian Bale didn't call back or say no.
that's awesome.
What if Christian Bale?
Oh, yeah. Christian Bale could have been in there. I didn't even think of that.
Or even even if. Not even like, you know, even in that Flash Hall thing, you can't tell me that wasn't a big part of like the DC universe, a freaking awesome trilogy.
Yes. Thank Ledger you. And that's like, where you can't see Cavill go by in one of those, in yeah. those things, in those circles or yeah. Cause to see Cavill in the beginning, as if he's still in the pack, if the guy's not really in the pack, I can understand that. Cause yeah, they're like, failure. This is this timeline, but yeah. it, once you're in this circle, and it's like, okay, well, you don't see this. You do see his people too. So you should yeah. see his Superman, you know, and his yeah. See everybody. Throw Joker yeah. in there. Throw them all in there.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, you're not
in a multiverse. Why not?
Well, even James Gunn said saying things about he's
but it was cool. Clooney was a good choice for that because it was the last guy I expected to come out of that car.
Yes.
Because yeah. it was like as the scene's happening, I can't like turn off the critique thing in me. So as the scene's happening, I'm like, okay, obviously it's not going to be Ben Affleck. Like they're making, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're not going to like, they're building it up. Like, okay, it's not Ben Affleck. Who's it going to be? So I'm yeah. like Cavill. It's gotta be Cavill. And I never even thought of Dark Knight.
Christian Bale.
I completely forgot about him.
Yeah.
George Clooney, I did not expect. And that was a funny, yeah. that made it real cool. That was cool.
And it's funny too, because George Clooney openly will say like how much his Batman stunk.
yeah.
Like he laughs about it. He's like, oh yeah, yeah. I'm the worst Batman. Like, and he can laugh it off, which makes it even funnier because yeah. you know he's just having fun doing that.
Yeah. You know, I'm knocking it a lot. But I'm knocking it in jest. But
yeah,
it was getting to me. And when the end storyline, especially the dad with the camera, like the first time that went around, and I caught that too, like, okay, he's just gonna find a way to make him look up. And it wasn't, yeah, and even it, even me guessing it,
head off. I thought you were gonna say.
Yeah, or like a spark where he's going, huh, and look up. But like, that was a good way that they did it. But even knowing that, it's still like when I seen that the whole thing where like he grabbed the can of tomatoes and he just didn't look up. And if he would have just looked up, you know, like I felt that. I was like, oh, that hurts.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, so close. Like you're just waiting for what was it, Wayne Enterprises to come back with this footage. You got the footage. It's like, please let me see your face. Please let me see your face. And the guy's walking in front of the camera and you don't. Like, that's devastating.
Yeah. You
know? And he changed it. And I'm like, he changed it, but he touched so little because that footage wasn't seen until the last second, until the court date. So it's not like everyone. So that change was unnoticed for a very long time. So maybe he got away with it. Then as soon as he walked outside, you could just tell, like, and the car started pulling up. When he was talking to the guy on the phone, I'm like, that doesn't sound like Cavill, but it doesn't sound like Ben Affleck either. I couldn't guess who it was, you know?
Yeah, I felt that too. I felt like it was coming. Something was coming because it's the way he's like, oh yeah, I'm pulling right up. And then like they just took their time to get to him. That's why I was like, you know,
yeah. Oh, you know who I don't like is the butler guy. I am not a fan of that guy at all. And it's funny because that actor's great, but like every line they give him is terrible. Jeremy Irons. I cannot stand him as that character. I do not know why.
You're saying you don't like that Alfred. You're not saying you don't like Jeremy Irons. Okay.
I don't like that Alfred. I don't like that Alfred at all.
I like me some Lion King Scar. That's all I was making sure.
Scar's awesome. The actor's great. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
What else is that the only thing he's done? I mean, he's done other things besides Scar. I can't think of any of them. Was he in Die Hard?
Yeah, he did Die Hard. He was like the brother of the original guy that fell off.
Yeah. So he's cool, but Alfred, because maybe it's just because it was so bad in the first ones where it's like, oh, I'm not going to see any kids from you anytime soon. It's like every time that was his dumb joke.
You know which Alfred I liked better was the Robert Patterson. Who's the guy? Schmeagle.
He was fantastic. Precious. I didn't think anyone was going to get better.
Any circus.
The Dark Knights. Yeah. And then the Dark Knight.
Dark Knight was the best.
Yeah. I thought no one was going to get better than him, but then his was the best. His was the best for sure. That guy.
You like that better than the Dark Knight one?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I could see.
You know, apples and oranges. He's up there with him.
Yeah. But I can see, going back to your point, Jeremy Irons being like the Professor X, like running his kind of stinks. He's just a little too.
Yeah. I don't like him. And he's like bored with it. He's like, do me a favor and just jump up there and save all those people. Like it's exhausting for him to have to do this for some reason. Like, right. Yeah. Like he is just a normal person. Like, and you know, there's like thousands of people about to die. He's like, I need you to do this for me. You know, like, I don't know.
Maybe wiping the slate clean isn't the worst thing. And it's a shame because
should.
Yeah. We love Henry Cavill, but sorry, they messed it up. And what really messed him up was the Justice League and that Wonder Woman. First one was great. They kind of messed her up in Justice League, and Wonder Woman 2 was, you know what I'm saying? It's like, why? I think maybe starting all over might be the best idea.
I seen Wonder Woman came up. There was no excitement. Like, oh yeah, Wonder Woman's here. I did enjoy her movies, but I'm over Wonder Woman. Ben Affleck's Batman. I'm going back and forth on that. Does he look crazy? Yeah.
He's driving that car.
I don't know what it was, but he looked mean as hell. I think it had to have been CGI. That costume looked like it was part of him. You know what I mean? He looked mean as hell.
But all of them, like they didn't get a fair shake, but it's just like, it's been, and it was over and over and over again. It didn't get a fair shake. So it's like, well, you kind of ruined it. You kind of just, I don't think you can save it now. You know what I mean? It's better just to wipe the slate clean. He did say something about keeping Robert Patterson's Batman, and they were going to pretend it was like an Elseworlds thing. Like he wasn't going to be the new Batman, but they were going to keep his story separate. Which I don't know is a good idea or not. I mean, we enjoy those movies, so you know. But I don't know
if you're doing a clean slate. I don't consider that the same world at all. Like I feel like Justice League is done. Like when the Flash, I feel like that should have already been done. The Flash could be the ending of that, but now you got Joker. You got the new Joker.
Joaquin Phoenix. Yeah.
Joaquin. Yeah. Awesome.
Yes.
Robert Pattinson. Awesome
like that. Yep.
I'd love to put Cavill in that world, but I tell you, I would love to put Cavill in that world and just drop everybody else. Like, do you really care to see another Aquaman movie?
The strongest ones for me were Man of Steel and the first Wonder Woman, where she's like,
yeah,
he's like, there's first nothing Wonder with you, Diana. And she's like, yeah, but I'm not like everybody. And she takes her thing off and she shows the costume. Yeah. And she goes up against the guns. Like, there was some cool stuff there. But
yeah,
after that, it was all just, I don't know, that team didn't mesh together as well as like the Avengers kind of did. And even the first Avengers wasn't perfect, but they pulled it off. The first Justice League was like, all right, everybody get position.
Yeah. And there were Superman. A lot of Marvel duds. There were duds.
No, there were.
Between
there
the
were.
Marvel. But these Marvel, I don't know if it's that they put out more, but they definitely have, duds were the exception to the rule. Where DC, like, after Dark Knight, they had a couple good ones and they could have gotten it. I think the whole Cavill thing really just turned me off to it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Bringing in Ben Affleck like they did. It sucks because I did enjoy The Flash. I enjoyed the movie and I keep catching myself. And I'm like, well, I enjoyed the movie. Why do I keep bashing it? But it's like, we just get so, you have it in your head. You're walking into this movie and you're like, you're just so DC screwed it up. And you know, like, okay, if I see Cavill, it's going to be for 30 seconds. And then, you know, hopefully I see him, but I'm still going to be pissed that he's gone.
Yeah.
He was fantastic. You know what I mean? And then I got to see this kid Ezra, who's like, well, kind of a psychopath. So like, I'm not wanting him to have any success. You know what I mean? So I don't know. It's like, I have a bad taste in my mouth with DC movies and it's very hard for me to shake it walking in there.
So maybe wiping the slate clean is the best move, even if it costs us Henry Cavill. It's like, let's just forget it. Yeah. Let's not try to save it. He'll be fine. He's got his Witcher thing going on. Like, everybody will be fine, but you know,
you don't need another Superman movie tomorrow. You could wait.
Yeah.
Let time pass. You know, that's really what they should do, is either they keep Cavill, or if not, you know, let time pass. Let this new world get going and then put a new Superman into that world down the road. Just take the money you're going to put into Superman and find another, I don't know, just find another DC guy to throw in.
Here's an interesting thing about that Superman that does make me kind of excited is that one James Gunn is handling personally. Like, he's writing and directing the new one. James Gunn is writing.
There is a new Superman.
Yeah, James Gunn's writing it. I don't know if he's like settled on his cast or anything. He says the casting is calming down, but he's writing it and doing it. So coming off of Guardians of the Galaxy, and you see that James Gunn is going to personally handle the new Superman, it's kind of promising. You know what I mean?
You did tell me this. I forgot about it. You did tell me that there was going to be a new Superman. I forgot.
You know what? One of the things he wants to do is there's a Batman storyline where Damian Wayne is Robin. So it's you know how
Damian Wayne. Who's Damian Wayne?
Remember in the third Batman, how Batman slept with that girl and it turned out to be Ra's al Ghul's daughter?
Oh, yeah.
There's a storyline in the comics where there's an actual Robin that's Bruce Wayne's son with that girl. So his grandfather is Ra's al Ghul. And I've actually watched a cartoon with my son because he was watching Teen Titans. And then he found an older one that like followed that Ra's. It just showed that Damian Wayne. So it's like a bitter Robin. And it's really cool. And James Gunn's like, yeah, we're going to do that one. But those are some of the ideas that he's bringing some cool ideas to the table and going with some like some good comic stuff. So I think it's in good hands. So, you know, it's exciting for the future. It was a little another bittersweet goodbye to that DC universe. But as we say goodbye, it was like, I don't think I'm going to miss it that much. You know what I mean? Like, we've been honking that Henry Cavill horn, but now it's so much time has passed. 2013.
Yes.
I know, because my son was born. It was 2013 when that Man of Steel movie came out. So it's like, you know,
if he did another one now, it'd be hard to take you back to that place. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I hate that they didn't do another one, but maybe it's done. And I tell you, once it started going and it got, you know, some things aside, it was a good, I don't know that, I want to call it a finish, because even though we're thinking it probably is the end of it, I don't know that it is or isn't, or that it was meant to like look like it. But this movie, Flash, it did get real cool. With you know what, that was kind of a good tribute to Cavill's movies, at least, was having the whole Zod thing.
Yeah, it was nice to like, let's go back to that. Yeah, I did like that.
So that did bring that. Yeah, that was like another, like a sequel to Man of Steel. It was like a little more Man of Steel action.
Happen at least. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? We're not seeing, and we weren't seeing, we touched on Zod a little bit, but it was cool because we weren't just seeing Zod as like a cameo in a picture going by, but we just seen Michael Shannon full on there, you know? And then we seen the whole thing of what he was going to do also to Cavill, to Superman, that we never did see. What he was going to, how he's going to actually do it with the, like, the stabbing and then the blood thing.
Yeah.
To get to see the actual.
But he did it to Henry Cavill. He did it to Superman when Superman was a baby. He did it to Kal-El.
Yeah.
He goes, what did you do? That part was, because he's like, he felt bad about it. He's like, the infant didn't survive. It was like, oh, and she got pissed. That's what I'm saying. It had some ups and downs, man.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was all in all, it was very good. And it's just the difference between Marvel and DC, as we're talking about it, I'm figuring it out, is because Marvel does some ridiculous things too. I mean, Thor flies, he does this, he does that.
Yeah.
But the special effects are good enough to where it's more seamless. New DC does not do that. Like DC, it's like they're standing, they're having a conversation, and then a whole bunch of flames come and the camera pans out, and then you're like, all right, we're in green screen territory now.
We're in movie mode.
And everything looks fake. You know what I mean? And it's like, it's cool, but like even sometimes they're walking around, they like walk back in and you could see like they're still in CGI walking into the room. Like they're not moving quite right. So it's taking me out of it a lot. You know,
and I don't know if it's necessarily a DC thing or just that movie, because Man of Steel was pretty smooth. You know what I mean?
Man of Steel was solid. Man of Steel, I never had that first second.
I think it's correct. The Flash.
Yeah. It's just the, you're right. It's not all DC.
And it could
it's
be
the
a
Flash,
lot
no, but it reminded me of I'm sorry, it reminded me of, I had the same beef with, I think, Justice League movie when they were fighting that devil guy. It was the same thing.
Yeah.
It's, you know, and maybe it's just the character Flash because his powers are pretty crazy. Yeah. So when it kicks into that, it takes me out of it. It's like when Matrix 2 versus First Matrix, it was so cool, and he's throwing these punches. Matrix 2, he put down the pole and he'd do his spin thing, and then it turned into 100% CGI.
Cartoon thing.
It completely lost me. You know what I mean? It's like, all right, let's wait. Let's, you know, have a cup of coffee and let them do their action sequence, and then we'll come back to the movie. The several Ezras, the several Flashes at the end, the three of them, that was awesome. I did not see that coming, to where that monster was him. That was breaking into that time warp thing, and then the younger kid catching it and realizing it was him later versus him later. I like that whole scene. That was done very well.
I thought it was gonna be an evil Flash. For some reason that caught me, because I'm like, okay, it's something, or maybe it was even him from the future, or I don't know if you ever saw Lightyear, but Lightyear did something similar to that. But the fact that it was specifically the younger Flash, and he had that scar on his face,
and it took it to another level. It wasn't just a third Flash. It was him. It was the kid. It was the young.
It was specifically that Flash.
I liked.
And it showed like the obsession with trying to, and even the fact that the older Flash, the main Flash was kind of like already watching the younger Flash. He goes, are you going to help, or are you just going to stand there? And he's just like, he's sadly watching him play. He's like, dude,
they had me for that. Yeah, I was with them on that one. That was done very well.
Yeah, because like if this timeline, Superman doesn't live, like there's no way. And that's what it is. The world engine. It wasn't even about trying to go save the mom. It's like this world's going to die anyway. So even though mom got another 18 years, mom's going to die. Everybody's like, the whole planet's going to die, and we can't save it. It's timeline.
And I didn't catch that till he said it. That didn't dawn on me. I thought he was just trying to save the two people in the fight. And I was like, oh crap, the whole world's done. That's why he's going so nuts. I thought, you know what I mean? I wasn't catching it. So I can see why.
It took me a minute too, because he really likes Batman.
exactly. He really likes this guy he just met 5 minutes ago. If they lost, there is no one else. They're the only two superheroes in DC at that particular time.
Kevin Smith made another point too. He was like, the one cool thing was, you got to see Michael Keaton's Batman kind of be in the DC universe. Like, you know, it wasn't perfect, but he was alongside a Supergirl and a Flash. Like, he was actually in like a somewhat slapped together comic book world Justice League kind of thing, which was cool.
Yeah.
You know, and he held his own kind of like Ben Affleck did. I mean, he had Him and Ben Affleck, too. They had like dueling Batman scenes.
Yeah, Keaton's like 60. He's got to be at least, I would think, right? Yeah, he looked fantastic. So, he's I love him. He's great. He has, I'm surprised he hasn't been in more huge things, because everything I've seen him in are movies like you never heard of, and you're like, they stuck with me forever. You know what I mean? He just, he usually knocks it out of the park. But to the two of them, another storyline we missed too was when they were fighting and before they started doing those circles together. That was interesting, because I thought where that storyline was going, where like when he almost got killed and he just got scraped on the face. Yeah. I thought that the older Flash was realizing I shouldn't be putting this kid in this battle. That's what I was thinking. Like, fatherly thing, because this guy's been the Flash for a while. And also he's grown up with a murdered parent, and he's just been, he grew up in a different world. Whereas this Flash, this kid Flash, is a suburb Flash. Mom and dad making him packing his lunch every day. So when he got scratched, I thought he was going to realize like, oh, this, I'm going to get this kid killed. And then it was funny. I don't think that they meant to do it a twist like that, but it went another way. He's like, oh no, I just got to teach him a little better. That would be more of a tough guy.
Hey, it was a fun time in the theaters. Is it consequential or inconsequential? I mean, we're talking DC again, so it was kind of cool. Cool that we're talking DC again, because we haven't, you know, usually DC has not much going on. So hopefully that changed with James Gunn taking over. But hey, Bob, thanks for doing the show. And we'll see you guys.